what the heck is going on with the Corporate Transparency Act? It is on again and off again, that's for sure. I'm Courtney English, host of Bold and Branded, and I'm here today to dive into the Corporate Transparency Act and how it may or may not affect your small business. If you have not followed along, the Corporate Transparency Act was enacted January 1, 2024 by FinCEN, which is the Federal Financial Crimes part of our U.S. government. The thing about the Corporate Transparency Act that's got everyone in a tizzy is that it is requiring that small businesses report information that they generally don't report elsewhere. Now, the stress of this comes because people feel that this information is not needed. It should not be given to the federal government. However, if you've already been filing your federal taxes, the government likely has this information. But what's happening is people are filing them, let's say, inconsistently. So the federal government has determined that the Corporate Transparency Act is a way to crack down on money laundering, nefarious activities, human trafficking, and so on. Now, that's a brief history lesson of what the Corporate Transparency Act is and why it was enacted. Now, what it was requiring of small businesses is that these businesses file beneficial ownership interest reports, a BOI. These reports would give things like your name and driver's license and social security number for any small business you owned, even if it was a single member LLC. Of course, there were a few exemptions, but these exemptions were for large companies, 5 million plus, 20 employees, and so on. It was a list of things in order to be exempt. Chances are small business owners are not going to meet this exemption. And even large companies that met the exemption have small entities within them that did not. So as you can see, this act is wide reaching. Now, what has happened is that there was a concern that this may be unconstitutional, overreaching, a burden on small businesses, and so forth. And like all good complaints go, it was filed. A lawsuit was filed to try to stop the enforcement of the Corporate Transparency Act. And the Fifth Circuit, being a conservative circuit presently, ruled that this was an overreach and that it had to stop. Well, then all of a sudden, that was appealed and it was on again, then off again, and on again, and off again. And I'm exaggerating slightly here. But here's the latest. As of January 2nd, 2025, the injunction is enforced. That means that you do not have to comply with the Corporate Transparency Act by law. Submission is purely voluntary. If you want to see the latest requirements, you're going to have to wedge through some pretty hefty court opinions. So what I've been telling most folks to do is simply go to FinCEN's website and take a look and see what it says at the top. To their credit, they've actually been updating the website to say this is voluntary or not. So right now, as of January 2nd, 2025, it is voluntary submission. So you are not required to comply. Previously, you were required to comply by January 13, 2025. And before that, everyone was required to comply by January 1. So what does this mean? Right now, as of today, you are not required to comply, voluntary submission only. If you are concerned that this could become enacted again and you want to get it off your plate, by all means, feel free to comply. That is on FinCEN's website. It is free, so do not be tricked. This is, again, on FinCEN's government website, so look for the .gov when you are looking this up online, and I will link below as well. If you do not want to comply, you do not have to as of the law today. So please keep an eye on this. It's an ever-changing situation. This is just brought to you as a sudden update so that you can be aware of what is going on in order to protect your business and your family. Thanks for tuning in, and keep an eye out for the Corporate Transparency Act updates. I will bring them as I have them.